Many problems that human beings are suffering is simply because we have lost that awareness as to how to be in sync with the many forces. If you become in rhythm with life, you will also wake up somewhere after 3 a.m.
At that time, if you sit up and do whatever process you have been initiated for, it will bear maximum fruit.
In the way the planet is spinning and what is happening, something very fundamental changes somewhere between 3:20 to 3:40. This is called Brahma Muhurtam.
This is relevant only up to 33 degrees latitude. Your system, human system, functions in a certain way. It is a possibility. So, there has been an awareness about making use of this possibility.
Your life is a product of many things that we call as the universe, many things that we call as existence. So, we are a consequence of a certain phenomenal happening that we call as cosmos. We are not an individual existence. So when you get in sync, certain things will happen. You know, there's a Sikharius in where we are in Tennessee, the US ashram, they wake up once in 17 years. Can you beat it? They know it is 17 years and they come awake and they breathe and they go back to sleep. They're keeping time once in 17 years. No alarm bell anywhere. Well, how is this? I'm saying they're in sync with nature. We have lost sync within nature and we think that is our nature. No. All the many ailments, many problems that human beings are suffering is simply because we have lost that awareness as to how to be in sync with the many forces which are making us who we are. So yoga is to bring that sync so that you are in rhythm with life. If you become in rhythm with life, you will also wake up somewhere just after 3 a.m. If you're conscious, suddenly a certain spark of aliveness will happen within you. Even if you're in deep sleep, you will come awake. This must happen to you. This means you're falling in sync with it. You're falling in sync with life.
So what should I do? Should I meditate? Should I do a kriya? Doesn't matter what. You must do a process for which you have been initiated for. Because initiation means you were not just taught a practice, it was introduced into your system. It was implanted in your system. So whatever, if there is a life seed within you, if you're awake at Brahma Muhurtam and sit for whatever that practice is, it bears maximum fruit because of the way the planet is behaving in relation to your system. If you become aware in a certain way, a certain level of awareness is achieved within you. You will see, you will simply know when that time is. If you go to bed at the right time, you don't have to look at your watch. You will always know when it is 3:40 because the body will behave in a different way. At that time, if you sit up and do whatever process you have been initiated for, not what you picked up from a book, it will bear maximum fruit. The seed will get the necessary support at that time for it to sprout or spurt up more rapidly than at other times. This is only for the initiated. If you are not initiated, you are a book yogi, then 3:40, 6:40, 7:40, not so much of a difference. Sandhya kalas are more important for such people. Sandhya means 20 minutes before sunrise, 20 minutes after sunrise, or 20 minutes before sunset and 20 minutes after sunset. The same goes for noon and midnight, but they are of a different nature. So these two twilights are better for the uninitiated. 3:40 is good for those who have been powerfully initiated.